Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul, and I've got two amazing stories to share with you today. These are two tales of family members who were separated for decades and then found each other again. One involves sisters who were separated from their birth family through adoption, and another involves a daughter finding her father purely by happenstance decades after the last time she saw him. And you won't believe how it happened. But first, let's start with those sisters. Jean Flood tells us this story in our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and Divine Intervention. And the book is filled with stories about miracles and amazing events and coincidences, and lots of them will just give you goosebumps. So in this story, Jean tells us she had been laid off, and so she was spending a lot of time on the computer. She was looking for a new job, but also getting sidetracked. And she decided to do some genealogy research, and she began delving into her family history. Well, she loved it, and she found everything she needed, and she still had time to go on this free trial she had signed up for. So she decided to see how she could use the Ancestry database to help someone else. And she had these two friends, Diane and Donna, who were sisters, and they had been separated from their family when they were very young, and they had gone through foster care, and then they were adopted, but the adoptions hadn't worked out, and so they longed to find their birth family. Over the years, Diane had spent thousands of dollars hiring private investigators and writing to every talk show host imaginable. The information that trickled in over the years seemed to be all dead ends, but neither she nor her sister Donna stopped hoping. So Jean asked them for their last name when they were born and where they were born, and then she started looking. And within a day, she found something. And here's what Jean says. Little did I know that divine intervention was going to play a part, waiting in the wings, possibly a keystroke or two away. I felt like I was on a mission, reviewing multiple files and cross-referencing information with the power of Google, entering in some names for a search. A photograph of an elderly woman popped up on my screen. It was attached to an obituary. The woman in the photo could have been an age-progressed photo of Diane. I realized this was most likely her biological grandmother, who had just passed away 2 months prior. In the notice, there was a list of all her children's names and cities of residence. I felt like I had hit the lottery. So Jean started Googling every person who had been listed in the obituary. Of course, these days, it's hard to find people because so many people only have cell phones. But she found one of the family members had a landline, and with her hands shaking, she called him. And she felt like such a cliche when a man answered and she said, "Hello, my name is Jean, and you do not know me, but I believe you may be related to some friends of mine, their sisters." And then his reply blew her away. He said, "Do you mean Gail?" Well, Gail had been Donna's original name. He then proceeded to tell Jean that he never lost hope and always prayed he would find his girls. He was their father. And not only that, but their brother was living nearby. Jean started crying. She was so moved by this. And 2 months later, the sisters were on the road to reunite with their father and brother. And now they also have aunts, uncles, and cousins. Now, that was an intentional search for lost relatives, but Elizabeth Atwater's story is about a very happy accident. It was Christmas time, and she and her 4-year-old son, David, were in line to see Santa Claus. And then when it was their turn, David scrambled into Santa's lap, and he had the normal conversation with Santa about what he wanted for Christmas. And then Santa looked, and then really looked, at Elizabeth. And Elizabeth says this, "The twinkle left his green eyes, and he swallowed. He turned to Mrs. Claus, who was passing out candy canes, and said, 'I think I need a quick break.' And Elizabeth saw tears in Santa's eyes as he hurried away. He stopped and said something to Mrs. Claus, and she beckoned Elizabeth and David to come with her, and she took them to a private area where they found Santa still in tears. 'Beth,' he whispered hoarsely, You are Beth. I know you are. He swallowed. I've been looking for you for years, honey. Well, he saw the confusion on Elizabeth's face, and he took the cap off his head, and he took the fake glasses off his nose. My hair and beard used to be red, but they turned snow white some time ago. I'm your daddy, honey. Elizabeth was shocked. The last time she had seen her father was when she was 7 years old, and her mother had left him because he was an alcoholic. And then they moved to another state without telling him. And this was way before cell phones and the internet, so her father lost track of them. Elizabeth said her father had always been good to her, even when he was drinking, so she had missed him terribly. She says, I had resigned myself to the fact that David would never know his grandfather, yet here he was standing in front of us in a Santa Claus suit. Her father assured her that he was sober and had been for 10 years. He said, honey, I've searched for you everywhere, but I never dreamed I'd look up and see you in one of my lines. He looked down at David, who was utterly perplexed and not understanding anything that was being said. A huge smile spread across his face, and dimples that looked exactly like David's appeared in his cheeks. I'm a grandfather, he whispered, reaching for the little boy. When Elizabeth and David got home, David ran to his father and jumped into his arms. Daddy, guess what? Santa Claus is coming for dinner tomorrow. And he was, for that dinner and many more to come. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Make sure you subscribe to it on Apple or Google or wherever you like to get your podcasts. That way, each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles, and Divine Intervention, you can find it on our website, chickensoup.com, by clicking the podcast button and looking at our featured books. And you can pick up a copy for yourself or as a gift at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, your local independent bookstore, Walmart, Amazon, and wherever else books are sold. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our new book about self-care and balance and how to make that all-important me time for yourself. You'll hear how two people discovered their own best form of me time while pursuing their passions.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.